Hello, everyone. Welcome to M Squared, which stands for Metaphors and More. We're a podcast where we examine scripture. We look at sports, we look at finances and more through the lens of scripture. I'm happy that you guys are here today listening in. We have a special guest, Mr. Nicholas. How are you doing today, Mr. Nicholas?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, I appreciate you taking some time out your busy day to hop on this podcast. Well, we're going to talk about bowling. You know, Nick is a semi-professional bowler, you know. he's known all throughout the Brotherhood and known throughout Nashville, Middle Tennessee as, you know, he bowls those 300s, you know, like they're nothing. Is that right, Nick?
Yeah, about once a lifetime.
Yeah. No, I really do appreciate Nick being on. I reached out to him, good friend of mine. We've been bowling a few times, and Nick, you know, he has his own ball that he cheats with. He got his own bag and towel, all this type of stuff. But I thought about him when doing this podcast, doing different sports. I thought about bowling because I just felt like there were so many different metaphors, so many things that we can take from the bowling aspect and examine scriptures and apply to our daily lives. So I reached out to him and he said he was, you know, on board to kind of do a podcast on bowling. And so here we are, and I'm looking forward to the discussion today. As I said earlier, this is going to be, you know, a raw, funny podcast where we just dive and have conversation about different sports, finances, and more, and intertwine it with scripture. And so just to kind of start off, you know, Nick, you can introduce yourself.
Sure. I'll say first, thanks for having me, Lamar. Appreciate the invite. Feel honored to be a part of your podcast. But a little bit about myself and bowling. I pretty much grew up in the bowling alley. My family, like our hobby of choice as a family, was always going bowling. Mm-hmm. I think it's because we could spend time with one another and it was affordable. Mm-hmm. And that just stuck with me throughout my whole life. And I've been bowling since pretty much I was a kid.
So that's what I was going to ask you. So you've been bowling for 20 plus years.
Yeah, 20 plus years. Back when it was real cheap, I used to bowl 20 plus games at one time, but of course times have changed. So,
and you have a family of bowlers, like your mom, dad, your brother, like y'all are like legit.
Yeah. I would say my dad taught us and at a young age how to bowl, and then we formulated our own way of bowling. We all bowled differently, which is amazing to see, but we all turned out to be decent. Yeah. And I think even now, like when we have family that come in town, the first thing we want to do is go bowling because it's something that draws us all together.
Yeah, speaking about that, you know, so Nick invited me one day to go bowling. I'm a decent, like a normal person bowler. And so, but then I found out like how legit they were, and he like invited me to go with like his family. I'm competitive, you know, I play college sports, and I'm like, you ain't finna take me and just like the whole family like demolish me on the bowling alley. So, you know, you gotta watch old Nicholas, you know. But so I mean, that's
trying to do some good hospitality, you know, good hospitality.
I mean, you did point out something that, you know, I didn't really think about. What I enjoy about bowling is just kind of spending time with family, friends, and it's one of those sports you can be really good or not really good at it and really, you know, have a good time and, you know, have that community and build some relationships there. What do you enjoy most about bowling?
I'd say what I enjoy most is the challenge of it. Mm-hmm. I think, of course, each sport has its unique challenges, but I think bowling is a very mental type of sport. Right. I feel like your mind has to be in a certain place before you throw the ball, because if it's not in the right place, then it's easy to throw the ball, but you may not get the desired outcome that you want, you know? So I feel like that's what I enjoy most about bowling.
Okay. Well, now what are some of your challenges when it comes to bowling, or what did you think one of your biggest ones or that you kind of face when you bowl?
I would say adjusting to each lane that I bowl in, because mm-hmm. each lane is different from one another. You know, you may be in the same alley, but the lane beside you is usually not the same. It usually doesn't have the same amount of oil on it. So that's probably the bigger challenge, is the, between the lanes, the alleys, and just the overall environment, you know, versus if you go during the day or versus Cosmic. You know, that's two different environments, and I bowl differently as a result.
Yeah, and so with the environment part, before we dive on that, you know, I asked Nick to kind of, you know, pick out a passage in scripture that really relates to bowling or some of the mental side. I know you said it's 90% mental, 10% more of the execution, the bowling aspect. Yeah. And our discussion is going to be kind of shaped around Ephesians 4, chapter 7, verse 17 through 28. So take some time, read over that. We're going to highlight a few of the verses as we go throughout today, but that's going to be, you know, the what we're kind of going to be diving into, which really talks about the instructions of Christian living and instructing us on how to live, you know, as a Christian, which parallels to bowling on, like, you know, the instructions on how to bowl. Because as you mentioned, you know, you can throw the ball, but there's, you know, rules, not rules, but there's, you know, different type of techniques, instructions on how to get the score that you want. And so, you know, you talked about that environment aspect. I think that's so important on the spiritual and bowling aspect. You said, depending on the environment, it sometimes can affect you. So I was going to ask you, does the environment affect you? But you kind of allude to that. Can you go a little, you know, talk about that, like the similarities of like how the environment may affect you bowling, and then also how that kind of plays a little bit spiritually as well?
Yeah, so like you can think of a lane as life, you know, and in my mind, if you don't practice, you know, what you studied in the word, more than likely you'll throw a gutter. You know, speaking figuratively, like it's easy to just throw the ball, and it takes skill and just discipline and even a know-how to even keep it on the lane. So I think when it comes to faith, like we have to be intentional to get where we want to go. Mm-hmm. You know, like if I'm just waking up and doing me, like what the scripture says about being having deceitful desires of my old self, I'm just going to go out and do me. Versus where it talks about being new, having a new self and righteousness and holiness, it starts with the mind and then it works its way from there. So in regards to the lane itself, like the lane is life. And you know, when you throw the ball, like you're throwing your best shot, you know, and it, and like you said earlier, it's 90% mental, 10% what actually comes out. So it starts in the brain and works from there.
Yeah. And I like how you said that's your shot, or, you know, your role. That's one thing I like about bowling, too. So kind of explain to people that don't bowl, like, you know, you have 10 frames and, like, kind of each frame, like, do you only get one shot at, you know, rolling the ball? Do you get two shots? Kind of, you know, just that basic for people that may not have bowled or understand the rules.
Yeah. So the max score you can get in a game is 300, and there's 10 frames, and you bowl twice in each frame. If you get a strike on the first time, you get one try. On the 10th frame, you get three tries.
So I kind of like that right there, because you talked about the lanes being like your life. And I think sometimes, you know, that first time we might not strike and get all the pins, but you got a second time, you know. And spiritually, you know, in the, you know, walk of life, there's times where we may not get a strike, but God gives us time, you know, second times or more opportunities. And as you allude to, there's 10 frames. So, you know, you got a lot of different roles, opportunities throughout a game to get a strike. And, but you might not get a strike. There's other scores created that are still good scores. But there's very few people that get 300. So, you know, we don't have to be perfect. That's one thing about bowling. Like, you don't have to be perfect. It's a process, but we have, God gives us multiple opportunities, just how you have multiple opportunities when it comes to bowling.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you, like if you don't get a strike, you can get a spare, you know, or if you don't get a spare, you still may pick up pins. And I think that's a beautiful illustration that you did, is like, we constantly have these opportunities every day we wake up. You know, and that's beautiful. And we're blessed to even have those opportunities.
Sure. Now, this one thing you talked about, you know, the instructions of trying to live a Christian life. or, you know, when it comes to bowling, like you said, like the newness, the new person, it really made me think about like the process. So like I took, you know, my son to bowl. We went to one of our friends' kid birthday parties not too long ago. And it's so funny, you know, in preparation, I knew we were doing this podcast where when kids bowl, they have the bumpers, like the gutters up. And I was like, man, that's such a crazy illustration there in itself, because as you're trying to grow on this process, like you may have baby faith or new in the faith, and you have those bumpers up on the gutters to keep you from going in the gutter. Yeah. It's keeping you, you know, within like God's guidance is Christian living. Mm-hmm. And as you grow in your faith and you understand like, okay, this is where I need to throw the ball in this lane, or this is where I need to stay in my life, like on this lane, those bumpers come down and you're able to bowl, or, you know, have this, you know, this walk of life in your faith, staying within the parameters of God. And then there are times still you might gutter, you know, once you get older and you don't need those bumpers. But I thought about that with just my son when he went, and I was like, man, that's a powerful illustration on bowling and the spiritual aspect as well. What are your thoughts on that, or any comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, it makes me think about bumpers too. It's also been like the community of faith, you know, like they, like you hold me accountable. Like that's a bumper from, you know, the gutters in life. And I think that's a good illustration. Like even as a Christian, we still will have gutter days where we, you know, sin and do things incorrectly. But I think for the most part, having bumpers that are there, like just in case, like for those times where we do mess up, that's really helpful. Even as a skillful bowler, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I ain't seen you gutter that much, but still, you know, as a skillful, you know.
Yeah. You know, it does happen occasionally. Occasionally. Often, it does happen.
Hey,
you know.
Hey, you know, you living that strong Christian life in bowling, you know, it happens very rarely. But I mean, let me ask you a question. Since you're like a legit bowler, you know, now when you gutter, you know, what type of lessons have you learned from the gutter? Like, I feel like, you know, going in the gutter, there's so much power to, you know, like what lessons have you learned, or, you know, or takeaways from when you do gutter, since you don't do it as often?
Yeah, like, I feel like if it wasn't for the gutters, I wouldn't be as good as I am today. Because I feel like the gutter forces me to look back at myself, because I realize it's not the lane, it's not the ball. You know, it starts and ends with me. And I think the gutters are some of the biggest lessons that life can really give. It's like, okay, I just did that, but it didn't work out at all. So I think it kind of gives you a time to reflect on yourself and your actions and be like, okay, what can I do to improve? And like you said, as you go along the faith journey, your life should improve. Like my bowling, like obviously when I started, there was a lot of gutters, I even had the ramp thing, you know, even still get a gutter sometimes with the ramp, you know, but just over time you grow and learn and mature. And you kind of gain a love for the game just through going back to the foundation. And like on a Christian aspect, the foundation is the word, you know, and that keeps you aligned to where we need to be to stay away from the gutters.
Yeah, that's powerful. That's powerful. And I mean, and we're just touching on just a small part, because, you know, there's so many, you know, metaphors, similarities between bowling and, you know, the word, the scriptures. And I know some words that you had were like, you know, curveball, spare. You know, what are some similarities that you can think of, or metaphors that you would like to share? Like, we can just take some look, you know, lessons or nuggets away from.
Yeah, I mean, I think life throws a lot of curveballs at us, you know, that we don't expect or we don't anticipate. And we just have to adjust, like, as we go through life. And I think that it's easier said than done. You know, like, even, say, for example, I mean, I personally throw a curveball, like, when I bowl. But it doesn't always end up the way I want it to. You know, and it's like that's like life too. You know, life throws you a curveball. It's like, oh, you know, what do I do? And I think it just requires a lot of thought and prayer and just really just thinking about, okay, what am I doing right now? Like, or how can I react to this situation when curveballs do come?
Yeah, and one thing that came to my mind when you talked about, like, you throw a curveball, it's always funny because, like, you know, when I go with, you know, Taylor or with you guys or, you know, or just a variety of people, you said this earlier, everybody bowled differently. And so, like, you know, I do a curve, so people think off top, like, oh, he's good because he can throw a curve. I'm like, no, that's just how I bow. Or, like, Taylor bowls straight. And so, to your point earlier, you know, but sometimes she knocks down more pins than I do. And so I think we all have our own walk or our way of, you know, our Christian journey. And I'm not going to critique her because hers is straight and narrow. And she may get four pins. Mine is a curvy. It ride the edge on a gutter, but come back and knock down six. Yeah. You know, we've seen some of the when somebody may roll a real slow one and it goes real slow. Like, their journey may be a little slower. Some people bowl really fast. I mean, it's just so many things. Like, we all on this Christian journey, or, you know, going back to Ephesians 4, you know, that's really talking about how we live as a Christian, where we all, you know, on our walk of life will be a little different, but there's so many lessons that we can kind of learn from that.
Yeah, for sure. I guess one thing I do before I bowl is I just take a deep breath. Just to reset my mind, because you know, when you're in a bowl now, it's so many things going on. You have people usually to the left and right of you, have music playing, people have food, and I think in the alley or just in faith in general, we have to take a deep breath and just focus on what we're currently doing and take our best role at life. And I know Jesus did that a lot. You know, he always went to a place of solitude to refresh himself and just realign himself back to his purpose. And I think that's a habit, a ritual that I do. As soon as I get up to bowl, I just take a deep breath. And that really helps me to focus and align on where I need to go with the ball.
Yeah, that's powerful, because there is a lot going on in bowling alley, especially if you, like you said, at night, or there's parties going on, and, you know, there is bowler's etiquette. You know, I be trying to tell sometimes when I go with people, like, if someone's bowling, like, you don't supposed to go bowl beside them. But, you know, people don't know all those rules, and, you know, I don't get, you know, upset about it. But some avid bowlers, you know, you can tell when they legit, they're like, these people don't know the bowling etiquette. And so, you know.
Yeah, I'm guilty.
It can get real serious. But, I mean, I think that's huge, like, because, you know, people are on your left, your right. You know, you hear thumps, people throwing their balls. There's a lot where you can just get up there and not focus on, like, what you're doing in your journey. Right. But I really like how you said earlier about those bumpers. Sometimes, like, that's not only, the, you know, God's guidance, the word keeping you in line to walk within, you know, his parameters, because his parameters there is to protect us. But those also can, you know, represent your community of faith, you know, your brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, that's doing life with you. So I just think that's, you know, very powerful.
Yeah, and also, like, not trying to compare yourself to people who, you know, to the left or right of you in life. You know, it's easy to be like, oh, man, they have it, you know, nicer than I do. Yeah. But it's like, just focus on self, you know. And I remember, like, when I was a rookie in the bowling game, you know, I would always just look at everybody else and just be jealous and wonder, like, how are they so good?
Yeah.
And this, literally, they just practice over and over and over and over again. And that's kind of how it is in our faith walk. We just, I mean, practice, quote unquote, every day over and over to get where we need to be.
Yeah, and that's, I really like that, because I was going to mention it, like, when we went bowling, and I realized, I mean, there's levels to this. And, you know, for all the people that's listening and that know me, like, you know, I talk trash, fun trash, healthy trash, you know, but I talk trash, even if I'm not good. Like, now, there are certain things, like basketball, football, like, I'm really going to talk cash trash, because I know I'm you know, I can play bowling. I'm like, I'm decent, but I know Nick was gonna blow me out the water. But if I beat him in one frame, I'ma talk trash. Like you know, the next, you know, sliced bread. But you know, but at the end of the day, you know, I know like there's levels. So I'm looking at Nick's score and I look at my score and I'm like, I don't get upset because I'm like, these are years of like training preparation that he's put in to get to this point. And I haven't been as committed, dedicated, and putting in the time for him to get that. But I think sometimes on our Christian walk, we see other Christians or other people being blessed or other people that's doing this and that, and we lose focus on like our journey. And, you know, sometimes it can be encouraging because I'm like, okay, oh man, Nick, you did really good. Like, okay, if I really want to get good at this, let me, you know, talk to Nick. Hey, what did you do? Like, and learn or try to glean information, you know, seek out, you know, wisdom. You know, I think that wisdom is huge. You know, we've been talking about that for a while, Nick, about like praying to God for wisdom, like on our Christian walk. Sure. You know, if you don't know, or you don't know how to throw the pin, or you don't know, you can't understand the lane on the slickness, you know, seek that wisdom for someone that's experienced so you can grow.
Yep. Man, that's a really good point. Like just asking for wisdom, because that requires a level of humility. Yeah. You know, I remember like I still ask to this day for advice on bowling, you know, and if I didn't ask those questions to people who are wiser than me, I wouldn't be, well, as you say, as good as I am, you know, like, and just basic stuff about like, you know, how much oil is on the lane, you know, how deep are your fingers in the holes? Like, I know it may seem trivial, but it makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And similar to our faith journey, like I perceive you as my mentor, you know, so it's important to go and ask questions to people who are wiser than you, because like you said, like you will teach me things that I won't have to face because you've already taught me, you know, through the wisdom.
Yeah. And I remember when we went bowling, like there's little things like we joke around, but you said, hey, you know, there's a lot of stuff going back to like when you take your breath, but there's a step count, like how many steps you take before you, you know, release. And so, you know, hey, you releasing like one dot a little bit to the right. That's why you keep missing the head pin by like 4 inches. And we're all playing record, you know, we're not too serious when we bowl, but at the same time, like you want to have fun and be good, you know, be good. And so there's little things like that. And I'm like, oh, okay, this little bitty tip right here, wisdom that I'm not seeing from my vantage point, or I don't have the experience, you tell me, and it's able to help me get a better score, or in the Christian aspect to live a better Christian filled life, you know, God filled life, and doing the things that he has commanded and being a light to those we come in contact with.
Yeah, and to go a little deeper, the lane changes as the games go on. Because if we bowl in the same spot every time we bowl, at some point that part of the lane gets dry and we have to adjust to get that strike. Because if I bowl the same place every game, every frame, at some point my ball is going to be in the gutter, you know? and like that with life, you know, if I keep doing the same thing and getting, you know, at some point, life is changing constantly. So I can't do the same thing I did yesterday and the same thing today and expect a different result, you know?
No, that's good about the adjustments. Like, I don't have nothing to add there. I think that's so important because, you know, in life, you know, that happens a lot where we get into a groove spiritually. Like, oh man, we got this thing. We got our prayer life. We studying, and then pow, something happens and we need to adjust. Like, I think that's huge because we all know that happened constantly in our spiritual walk, but say, hey, it's okay. You know, as we're adjusting, we can still figure this out. And there's usually someone that's bowling before us that had that same adjustment. So really reaching out to our faith community. I think that's
we always have that Achilles heel, you know, like for, it may be pride for somebody, it may be greed for somebody, but we always have that thing that just gets us, you know?
Yeah. Well, Nicholas, I appreciate you, you know, hopping on today and being the guest host, guest speaker. It's been a lot of good stuff, you know, metaphors that we have you know, dived into with bowling, spiritual. I hope that you guys have got some out of it spiritually. We are going to leave you with just a few key takeaways. I have two key takeaways that I want to make sure that I leave. And I know Nick has a few takeaways that he wants to also mention. So at the end of every podcast, we're just going to, you know, mention a few key takeaways that you can take and try to hold on to as you go throughout the coming weeks. So one, the environment that you in affects how you perform. So the environment that you are in affects how you perform. That's spiritually, from the spiritual aspect. Second, in life, you may not get a strike the first time, but God gives you multiple opportunities. So do not give up. Continue on that journey of living. As a Christian, there will be ups and downs. There will be times where we have to make adjustments. But just remember that God gives you multiple opportunities.
Amen. And the two takeaways that I had that I hope everyone will take with them is, number one, find time in your day to meditate on your purpose. And as a person of faith, that always starts with the word and with prayer and devotion. So that's what I would recommend. And then also number two, to add on to that, execute on your purpose so that others will benefit. Your purpose should be beyond you, and it should be able to benefit others. Whether it's bowling, whether it's serving, whatever it is, it should be something that benefits more than just you.
Well, thank you, Nick. Thank you guys for tuning in to M Squared, and you guys have a great day.